1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
This Friday and every Friday, John Hadley and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's six area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox and take advantage of President's Day cash today.
Hey, Frank, nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody wants to be in pain. It's one thing to have pain temporarily, but there are people who are in pain for weeks and months and years, and sometimes it's avoidable. It just needs, you need pain management, good physical therapy. And I have somewhere where you can get that. Associated Physicians Group, APG. Three offices in Illinois, Swansea, Edwardsville, and O'Fallon. And you can participate in the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's. These people are highly trained and very good at what they do. And I have talked to and had a couple of them actually on the air, people whose lives were changed because they ended up in the right hands. Good rehab, good physical therapy, and pain management is hard to beat. A lot of people, especially people who thought they were going to have a particular surgery or be on pain medication for the rest of their lives, found out it wasn't true. What I would ask you to do is go to their website. And then you can make a determination as to whether or not you think that they might be able to help you, because they very well may be able to help you. It's apgpain.com. That's APG as in all pain gone, apgpain.com. Do it. Go there. Check them out. Change your life. Associated Physicians Group, apgpain.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill, and you actually have a couple of minutes here instead of the crammed segment at the top of the hour, for which I apologize again.
No problem. How is everybody this week?
We're doing fine, just fine. How are you?
Fine, Bill.
I'm doing good. Did you enjoy the Jimmy Fallon debut last night?
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job. What about you?
I thought it was very nice. I thought it was very genuine, and I thought the guests that kept coming out from behind the curtain, I thought that was a lot of fun. Just kept wondering who was going to come out next. And,
yep.
Yeah, I thought it was very well done.
You know, here's the thing about a first show. You got to come back and do a second show and a third show and
true.
A fourth show. You know, it's not like you make a movie and people either like it or they don't, and then you don't have to make another movie for a year. In radio and television, good show or bad show, you got another one tomorrow.
I'm sure Conan O'Brien was great on his first night on the Tonight Show, too, but that didn't work out so well.
No, it did not.
I guess we'll have to see. Well, Daytona 500 qualifying is now complete, and this is a little bit of a surprise. Justin Bieber won pole position.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, how about that? And Bill O'Reilly said his recent Super Bowl interview with President Obama will go down in journalistic history. Yeah, sure, I guess it will. It'll be Obama's first TV appearance on a show that didn't have a house band. That's vital. Polite chuckles, always appreciate it. Bob Costas has returned NBC's primetime Winter Olympics coverage by a thumb on last night. This comes after Jay Leno showed up in Sochi and said, "Hey, I hear you need a host." And finally this afternoon, Meredith Vieira and Matt Lauer, as you know, stepped in last minute to fill in for Bob Costas. Meanwhile, Ann Curry's on assignment making sure the newsroom copy machine is full of paper. Tied up. Can't help, I guess. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you, Bill.
I promise you'll have more time in your regular segment tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you then. All right, so we're up to a quarter after five here on the Big 550, and since I'm filling in for Frank all week long, Let's play another round of the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 30 days, you can get in right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, *KTRS. After the challenge today, Kate Meehan will be here to fill in for Mike Evans. She'll handle some Hollywood stuff and maybe have some things to say about Jimmy Fallon's debut last night. And I also want to ask her about this porn star that Charlie Sheen is engaged to. Charlie Sheen headed for his fourth marriage. What could go wrong? We'll do that, and then I'll also have some knuckleheads in the news to share with you. All of that ahead here on the Big 550 KTRS, but first, let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Okay. Any heating and air needs, call Swiss Air and O'Fallon.
Okay. Right there is your commercial endorsement five-second opportunity. Nicely done. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And I push that button, and the questions and categories come spilling out. There won't be our topical category if have you been paying attention today, because we saved that for Fridays. Instead, here are your choices. It's Vice President's Day. See, yesterday was President's Day. This will be Vice President's Day. We also have That's History, Dude, or Mr. Potato Head. Which one would you like, Paul?
Oh, gosh. Wow. We'll try Vice President.
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you want to pass on a question, you can, and then go back and pick it up later if there's time before the buzzer sounds of the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally your points. If you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do, if you get 8 or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
That's right, Paul. Prizes for the Harris Challenge. You have a choice of 1 dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop, with 2 locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, we've got Wehrenberg movie passes.
Wehrenberg.
You can either have a pass to Endless Love or the Lego movie.
Wehrenberg.
Those are our prizes.
Okay. If you get all the questions correct, you get all the prizes, and that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Paul, your category is It's Vice President's Day. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the United States president when Spiro Agnew was the vice president?
Nixon.
Correct. Who was president when Nixon was vice president?
Eisenhower.
Correct. Who was president when Walter Mondale was vice president?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Who was president when Hubert Humphrey was vice president?
Pass.
Pass on that one. Who was the president when Nelson Rockefeller was vice president?
Ford.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. Who was U.S. president when Hubert Humphrey was vice president?
Johnson?
Which one?
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Baines Johnson is correct. You got a clean sweep, Paul. Congratulations.
All right.
Hang on. Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will meet our next contestant. Hello, Daniel.
How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
That is happy Tuesday. Glad to have you on this week, and enjoy your show on the weekend as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Here are the categories. That's History, Dude. Mr. Potato Head. Or our new third category, See Who Salutes It.
Gosh, let's go History.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Daniel, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which city was home to the very first Olympic Games held in the United States?
Lake Placid.
St. Louis, 1904. Whose first solo transatlantic flight took less time? Charles Lindbergh or Amelia Earhart?
Lindbergh.
Amelia Earhart. Which worldwide human rights organization was founded in 1961? When Ford replaced the Model T in 1927, what letter was given to the new model?
A.
Correct. Which world capital did Matthias Rust, a 19-year-old West German pilot, fly into illegally in 1987, earning himself 11 months in a labor camp?
East Berlin.
Moscow. Back to the three-pointer. What worldwide human rights organization was founded in 1961? That was Amnesty International.
That's right.
All right. All you got was the Model A for 4 points there, Daniel, which means I will have to punish you. Today we found out that a guy by the name of Bob Casale died. Bob Casale was a guitarist in the group Devo, which, as far as I'm concerned, had exactly one good song, Whip It. But they continued to record other songs, including this one by the Rolling Stones. That would be Bob Casale on guitar. All right. You've learned your lesson, haven't you, Daniel?
Brutal. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Al.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I was your official limo driver information person when you had your afternoon show way back in the day.
I remember that, Al, and welcome back to the show. Here are your categories, Mr. Potato Head, See Who Salutes It, or our new third category, Equine Cinema.
I'll give it the Equine Cinema.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Al, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in the movie The Electric Horseman?
Robert Redford?
Correct. In what movie does a movie producer wake up with a horse's head in his bed after a meeting with Robert Duvall?
Godfather.
Correct. In what Mel Brooks movie did Alex Karras punch out a horse?
Blazing Saddle.
Mungo. Which star of Mr. Holland's Opus bet on a lot of horse races in a movie called Let It Ride?
Pass.
In what 1999 movie did Johnny Depp play Ichabod Crane, investigating a series of murders supposedly committed by a headless horseman?
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow is right. Back to the four-pointer. Which star of Mr. Holland's Opus bet on a lot of horse races in the movie Let It Ride?
I've never seen it or either one of those. I'll just guess Ben Affleck.
I will tell you, Ben Affleck is not right. It's Richard Dreyfuss. And by the way, a pretty good movie. Terry Garr, David Johansen, and the always yummy Jennifer Tilly were in that movie called Let It Ride. But you didn't need that, Al. You got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 5 for 11 points, and that makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Stand by. Tim will tell you how you get your prizes. And here's contestant number 4, JT.
Hail and greetings.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I've won this game so many times, but that's only when I'm listening. When I call in, my track record's not so good.
Well, let's see if you can do better today on the air. Which category would you like? Only 2 of them left, Mr. Potato Head or See Who Salutes It.
I'm sorry, but See Who Salutes It just sounds like too much fun. I want to try that one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country's flag has a red maple leaf on it?
Canada.
Correct. What color is the circle on the flag of Japan?
Red.
Correct. What color is the Star of David on the flag of Israel?
I believe it's yellow.
Blue. Mm. Which two colors does the Polish flag have in common with the U.S. flag?
Which flag again, please?
Which two colors does the Polish flag have in common with the U.S. flag?
Red and white?
Correct. What color is the cross on the flag of Switzerland? Need this for the win.
Green.
On the Swiss flag, the cross is white. Oh, sorry, JT. You came up 1 point short. With 7 points, you're right at that threshold, but I do have to punish you. Weren't for MTV at the time, nobody would have ever heard of Devo.
Yeah, you have some other songs that aren't bad, but that definitely was not one of them.
JT,
take it easy, sir.
Have a great day. Thanks for playing. Here comes JD as our final contestant. Hello, JD.
Hello, Mr. Harris. How are you, sir?
Good. Please call me Paul. Tell us about your tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I snuck out of work a little early, and I'm hustling home to have dinner with my lovely daughter.
And her name is?
Kay.
Always say the kid's name on the radio. They love that. Let's see, JD, one category left, Mr. Potato Head. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. On the packaging for Mr. Potato Head, what is the recommended minimum age? 2, 4, or 6?
6.
2. Which Idaho city did Mr. Potato Head once run for mayor of?
Boise.
Correct. Who provided Mr. Potato Head's voice in the Toy Story movies?
Oh, guy from, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles is right. What toy company makes Mr. Potato Head? Who became the Queen of England the year that Mr. Potato Head was introduced?
Queen Elizabeth.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. What toy company makes Mr. Potato Head?
Milton Bradley.
Hasbro. But you didn't need that, JD. You got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 5. That's 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every day this week. Normally just on Fridays, but since I'm here all week, the challenge is here all week. Every day this week, right around 5:15, you get a shot at playing here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. When we come back after the break, Kate Meehan talks Hollywood stuff, and then I've got today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Meep, meep.
But first, let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
Good news, April. They've cleared the accident that was affecting east and westbound 70 that was west of Wentzville. Eastbound traffic still running a little bit heavy from a little east of Forestell, and westbound is slow from about Highway A through Wentzville Parkway. They've also cleared the accident northbound 170 at Scudder, but you still have the slow traffic from the Rock Road all the way up. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through New Florissant, but it has thinned out pretty much as you make your way towards 367 where they cleared an earlier accident. Eastbound 70, you're still slow from just a little east of Grand to the Museal Bridge, and then westbound 44 slow all the way through the depressed section. You've got a lane down there. On southbound 270, it's just busy, heavy, we'll call it, between Page down through 40, and from 44 through Highway 55, a couple slow pockets there. Westbound 44 still looks like we've got a little slow patch from Lindbergh down through Highway 270 in that right-hand lane. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. It's Chevy President's Day. Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out favorite like the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox, and take advantage of President's Day cash today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR 3.807. NMLS 1149-37. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you say.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from LLC.com. 1-800-400-5017.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. LLC.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-400-5017. 1-800-400-5017. That's 1-800-400-5017.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank and the gang are off on vacation. I am Paul Harris. Happy to be here filling in for them. Mike Evans would normally be on at this time, but he's on vacation as well. Part of the team is in Mexico. Mike is in Hawaii, and we're here in St. Louis where we can laugh at them because it got above 60 degrees today for the first time in months. So when they're looking back and trying to say, oh, we got away to the warm spots of the world, okay, you may have, but we're not freezing our butts off here. So anyway, while Mike is away in Hawaii, I've asked Kate Meehan to join me. Kate is from Celeb Dirty Laundry. Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yesterday when we talked, we were anticipating the first show of the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show era. Did you get a chance to watch it last night?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a good first outing for him. You know, he totally stacked the deck with a whole parade of celebs. And, even Joan Rivers showed up, and she's been banned for the last, 26, 27 years from that stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, he rolled with it. The opening monologue was a little bit humble, but confident. And I happen to like the history of hip hop with him and Will Smith. That was probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty good. As I mentioned yesterday, I like Jimmy Fallon a lot, and I like the fact that he loves the show and he's obviously so excited about it. I do have a couple of criticisms, though. Number one, I don't think he should even be doing a monologue, let alone the long monologue that Jay Leno wanted him to do. He asked Leno for advice, and he said, oh, do a longer monologue. That worked for Leno because Leno was a stand-up comedian who loved to write and tell jokes. That's not Jimmy Fallon's strength, though, is it?
I agree completely. I have to agree completely. I'm not necessarily a fan of the monologue either in general, unless it's really clever.
Yeah.
Then okay, but you're right. The writing isn't his strong suit, and he's not writing his opening monologues anyway, so I think if they actually let him do it, it would actually come across better. But I agree. You know, he's better when he's interacting, or he's better when he's in a skit, or impersonating somebody. He's better when he's just being Jimmy as opposed to kind of talking to everybody.
Absolutely.
So I think they do need to definitely shorten the monologue rather than lengthen it.
And the other part of that was when he came out, as part of the monologue, he kind of introduced himself, told people who he was. That's fine. Some people have never seen him because they never watched Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, or maybe never watched Saturday Night Live in the years that he was on there. So, okay, you got to introduce yourself to a potentially new audience. But then he actually went along and explained, okay, so the show's going to start with me coming out here and telling some jokes at the beginning. What late night TV viewer doesn't understand the you're going to start with a monologue thing? It's been going on since, oh, I don't know, the year one?
It's basically what monologue is your cup of tea? Did you want, like, you know, a couple of days ago, did you want Leno's extended version, or do you want Chelsea Handler's raunchy version? But they all start the same way. So, yeah, that was a little bit odd. I have to agree with you completely there, too.
Yeah, but I will say this. It's never fair to judge anybody on their first show. What they do right or what they do wrong can always be very different from what they do later on. Even though Fallon has been doing his own show for 5 years, he's going to spend a few days just kind of settling in, getting over the excitement of the first night, getting over the guest stars that you mentioned, Robert De Niro and Tina Fey and Joan Namath and Rudy Giuliani and Mariah Carey and Tracy Morgan and Seth Rogen and Sarah Jessica Parker and Lady Gaga. And as you mentioned, Joan Rivers, who was actually thrown off The Tonight Show when she started her own late-night show on Fox. I don't even remember when that was, but I know that after that, Carson wouldn't even take her phone calls.
I think it was 87. That's how long ago that was.
Wow. And so here she was back on The Tonight Show for the first time, and I know that Jay Leno never had her on as a guest because he thought it would look like he was dissing Carson in some way. Do you think Jimmy Fallon will have Joan Rivers as a guest?
I don't know. I think he's going to do it his own way. And I think since he was able to get her on the stage without there being any backlash, I mean, people have talked about it, obviously, but there's been no backlash, then maybe she could come in and have a seat and have a chat. However, I don't know. Out of respect for Carson, that to him might be crossing the line.
Yeah. Of the guest stars who came in, they all ostensibly were there to pay off a bet to him. He said, by the way, my buddy who said I would never make it on The Tonight Show, you owe me $100. And then they each came out and gave him $100. The finish was Stephen Colbert paying him off in, was it pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters? Yeah. It was a bucket full of quarters. It was very funny. But I did have a little criticism of that as well. Mike Tyson was one of the celebrities that are on there. And this is just a personal thing for me, Kate. I hate the fact that Mike Tyson is still a guy who can come on and be, you know, everybody treats him like, oh, he's a nice, funny guy. The man is still a convicted rapist.
It didn't make sense to me because everybody else, you kind of got the reason why, or else they have a checkered history themselves. So there was kind of some irony in that, whether it was Kim Kardashian or Lindsay Lohan, who looked to me to be about 46 rather than 28 or whatever she is.
Yeah, she did not look good.
But Tyson, why would you care what his opinion was? Why would you, you know, like anybody else, you could say maybe Jimmy kind of crossed them or insulted them. Why would you care what Tyson thought of you? That was the one that stood out for me, too. It didn't make sense.
It reminded me of the thing that Billy Crystal did on the last Leno Tonight Show, where all these different celebrities came out and sang that song from The Sound of Music. And, you know, Oprah was there, but one of the Kardashians was in that as well. And that group of people, like this one, looked like, okay, who's in town? Who can we get? As opposed to, these are people who love Jimmy.
Right.
I think Stephen Colbert and Tina Fey probably do, but the rest of them, Joan Namath? Come on.
Didn't make sense. Some of the other ones, though, I think the reality stars, like maybe Lindsay and Kim, I think they're people that he's kind of ticked off. And so they thought he wouldn't, you know, it was more supposed to be an insult. Like, Jimmy would never end up here, you know, and they had to pay up. But I felt like he crossed some of them and they were willing to show up. And then the others, yeah, either they made sense or they were really friends. And like you said, Tyson was the one that stood out. And I don't know how he really fit into the picture or how he fits into Jimmy's life.
All right, let me ask you about another thing that you've written about on Celeb Dirty Laundry, and that is that Charlie Sheen is engaged again to a porn star. Who is this person? By the way, I'm predicting right now, this will be the perfect thing. It'll last forever.
No. I couldn't even think of anything to say to run with that idea. It's just, no.
No.
This will crash and burn like all the other ones.
Who is she?
I can't even pretend. She's Brett Rossi. She is, of course, a former porn star. Of course. and, you know, she's his chick of the moment. He burns through these women. He, you know, tweets about them, and there's a million photos of them, and usually they kind of go away, and usually the way that he drops his women is kind of almost deadly. You know, it's either character assassination on TMZ, or else there's a domestic disturbance or something. There's always a thing.
Yeah.
So this poor chick obviously is looking for a payout or something, or I don't know, the drug stash is really good or something. There's something in it for her, because I don't think anybody puts up with Charlie out of pure love and the fact that he's such a great guy. There's something in it for her, and he'll probably end up like all the others, because these women all end up in the same exact position with him. And after the fact, we find out what trash bags they really were.
Yeah, the goddesses.
Except for Denise Richards. She seemed to really be the exception.
Yeah. The goddesses were the ones who got me during the whole 2.5 men thing. And,
the winning goddesses.
I'm looking at IMDb right now. Brett Rossi, porn star, did a lot of lesbian stuff. My first lesbian experience. Lesbian workout. My roommate's a lesbian. 3. Me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend 3. Me and my girlfriend 5. Lesbian romance. Lesbian perspective. Lesbian love.
And that's why she's there.
She was also in the porn parody version of An American Werewolf in London and This Ain't Terminator. Okay. Oh, I love this. On some of the things, they actually have her character name, but there's no names on here. Like, she did a movie in 2012 called Pretty Girls in Bondage Peril, and the character was Sexy Girlfriend. Isn't that her character in every one of these movies?
Her character in real life. That's what she knows.
Oh, man. Kate, we're all out of time for today, but let's check in again tomorrow and see what else you have on the site, okay?
Okay, cool.
Kate Meehan is a writer and one of the editors at CelebDirtyLaundry.com. Kate back all week long filling in while Mike Evans is on vacation in Hawaii. Oh, that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in Kuwait, where a woman has had an extreme reaction after discovering that her husband doesn't eat peas with a fork. The woman is said to have been disgusted at the shocking sight of her new husband using bread instead of cutlery. The incident was apparently so traumatizing she filed for divorce. This was just days after the couple had gotten married. The Kuwaiti newspaper that reported the story says another woman recently tried to divorce her husband after he insisted on squeezing toothpaste tubes in the middle and not at the end. She's quoted as saying, "We're always arguing. I keep telling him that he should squeeze in the end of the tube, but he stubbornly refuses to keep squeezing in the middle. He's so obstinate." And there, boys and girls, is why you should live together first. Story number two, from the Spanish island of Santa Cruz de Tenerife, where the police got a call about a man being forced into the trunk of a car. When they arrived, they found a 24-year-old guy unresponsive and wrapped in a blanket in the trunk of the car. Paramedics determined that the man was simply passed out, and when he came to, police said he told them he had a vague recollection of being put in the trunk by his brother, his cousin, and another person. The relatives admitted that they had done it because the guy was too drunk and was spoiling their party, and they figured he wouldn't hurt anybody in the trunk, so they left him in there to sleep it off. Story number three comes from Lesijärvi, Finland, a town of about 800 people, with an average of 6 new babies born every year. But after there was only one birth in 2012, the local government decided to offer couples a baby-making incentive for 2013, a bonus of $13,605 in cash if they had a baby. The locals responded. President Esko Hanonen said a record 14 newborns arrived last year, but the mayor said the bonus was likely not the sole reason for the baby boom, because they put a lot of money into first-rate education and child health services there, but the money didn't hurt. By the way, the parents of the kids, they don't get that $13,605 as a lump sum. They get it over 10 years. And then I guess at the end of that, you can return the kid for a full refund? Story number four comes from Orlando, Florida, where Matt Skitta went into an IHOP about 1 a.m. on a Friday morning. The server said, "Do you have money to pay for the meal?" Apparently they knew Matt in there. He said, "No, but I'm a cop now, so I get food for free." And he pulled out an Orlando Police Department insignia patch from his wallet.
When the waiter told him that police have to pay for their food, Skidda said, "Well, I'm not going anywhere until you feed me." The server began to walk away to call 911, but turned around just in time to see Skidda pull his pants down and expose his butt and yell out, "Hey, buddy, right here!" Of course, it turns out that Skidda is not a police officer, and when some real cop showed up to lead him out of the restaurant, he shouted, "Hey, I'm a Green Beret. If I die, Obama dies." That didn't help much. Not the first time Skidda has tried the scam. He's tried it at other IHOPs over the last couple of weeks. Never got any food. When they searched him, they found that Orlando Police Department insignia patch in his wallet. He was charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer and trespassing and disorderly conduct. And we'll finish today in Holland, where Nick Gorin was flooded with job offers after creating a website showing himself lying on a sofa drinking beer and eating potato chips in his underwear. Nick is a multimedia designer, and he created the website to highlight his plight after 5 months out of work. It said, quote, "As you read this, Nick is alone and jobless," unquote. It also listed his resume and a list of projects he's worked on and explained that he'd be cheaper to employ because he doesn't take milk or sugar in his coffee, so you won't have that expense. There's also a graph showing how a company's creativity and sex appeal will be transformed by bringing him on board. Nick says his website got him 50 offers, including one from a PR firm, which Nick accepted. So now he has a new version of the website. Instead of showing him lying on the sofa drinking beer and eating potato chips in his underwear, it shows him lounging on an office chair, washing down potato chips with a bottle of champagne. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go today, I'm not harping on porn in this segment of the show for any particular reason, but after talking to Kate Meehan about Charlie Sheen's soon-to-be bride, can't go wrong, the ex-porn star, Brett, I saw this story online about amateur porn in this country. Would you guess, and of course by asking you this question you can figure out the answer, I wouldn't be asking it if it was obvious, would you guess that more men or women make amateur porn videos?
I'm going to say women.
Yeah, I would say women.
57% of the videos submitted to a website called Homegrown Video come from women. And a third of them come from people in the Bible Belt.
Oh, my gosh.
California is the number one state for this. 20% of their submissions, that and another porn website, say 20% come from California, 12% come from Pennsylvania, but 11% come from Florida, 7% from Texas, and other Bible Belt states that are contributing submissions include North Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, and Kentucky. I do not have a breakdown for Missouri and Illinois, but I can say right now, you're not holding up your end, which, by the way, is a porn movie that I think Charlie Sheen's bride may have appeared in at some point. All right, that's all I got for today. Thank you, Tim, for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Johnny, for your help. And Ian and Dan are doing okay, but I'm pretty sure that down in Mexico, Frank forgot to wear the hat, and that bald head is definitely sunburned today.
Screaming red.
So while they are going to lord it over us that they had their 85-degree weather, we're doing okay with our 63-degree day and probably some warm weather again tomorrow. I'm Paul Harris. Follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. Oh, and by the way, I told a story earlier today about a woman who cut a tattoo out of her own arm because it was the name of her cheating boyfriend.
Yeah.
I have tweeted a link to that story, which includes a picture of the woman and the tattoo that she cut out and sent to him in the mail. So if you follow me, Paul Harris Show on Twitter, you can get it there. You can get more on my website, which you can get through KTRS.com. Just click on the Paul Harris page there. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Before we go, let's check the roads, Tim.
All right. Looks like the accidents have all been cleared, but we have some heavy traffic westbound 44, Kings Highway through Hampton, Shrewsbury through Berry Road. Southbound 170 is jamming up south of Olive through Highway 40. Northbound 170, you're still slow from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Westbound 40, the normal slow stretches, Grand through McCausland, 270 through Mason, Long to the Boone Bridge, and you're slow again 94 through Winghaven. If you are on southbound 270, a little heavy from Olive down through Ladue, it looks much better as you make your way from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you are
looks like we are running a little slow around Antire Road also. And then if you're traveling eastbound 270, you're still stacked up approaching McDonald through New Florissant, and then from the Chain of Rocks Bridge through the Canal Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. It's Chevy President's Day. Stop into your local Chevy dealer and check out their favorites like the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox. And take advantage of President's Day cash today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson, and I play professional football. But like anyone, I've got all kinds of dreams. Ask me about my pro football dreams. Ask me about my college days, my life off the field, my camp. Ask me about my inspirations, choosing football over baseball, my Twitter handle. Ask me about my personal life, my family. Ask me, and I'll tell you all about them.
Get the Ask Russell voice responsive mobile app and chat with Russell Wilson about his dreams.
Want to talk more? Just download the mobile app.
Call Star Dreams from your mobile phone for a text to download the app.
And I will do it for you.
American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. Message and data rates may apply.
Got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard,
but retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve Light with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1, listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. 2, call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And 3, relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry-free.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of, who help make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you go to your bank, thank Henry Brown. In 1886, he invented the strong box, giving customers a way to store and preserve papers and money with privacy. Before then, people would store their stuff in wood boxes. Not very safe. Andrew Jackson Beard was a railroad worker who invented the Jenny Coupler to automatically join train cars by allowing them to bump into each other. This is much better than the old way, which tended to remove fingers from workers if they weren't very careful.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who help make our way of life possible. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. David L. Stewart grew up in a tiny Missouri town in the 1950s and remembers separate schools, being restricted to sitting in the balcony at the movies and being barred from the public pool. He understood that education was the key to his dreams of becoming an entrepreneur. After getting his undergraduate degree, he worked a series of senior management positions in such companies as Federal Express and the Missouri Pacific Railroad. While doing all of that, David L. Stewart found time to write the book, Doing Business by the Good Book, 52 Lessons on Success Straight from the Bible, and then co-founded Worldwide Technology, a national and international giant that provides hardware, software, and networking strategies to help companies grow.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, can I you hope hear you me? Folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
This is not like him.
More questions for family members of a SIU student whose body was found today. The questions they still want answered. No snow, no problem. How people enjoy today's spring-like weather. And the big event celebrating St. Louis's 250th birthday tonight.
Crews taking advantage of the sunshine and warm temperatures, repairing potholes all over the city.
First at 6, the case of a missing SIU Carbondale student has been solved, and it's not good news. 19-year-old Praven Varughese was found dead this morning, but Fox 2's George Sells reports police do not believe his death was suspicious.
The way police describe it, Praven Varughese was getting a ride home. He was driven right here on Main Street in Carbondale with someone he met at a party. They had some kind of a fight. He got out of the car, and that is when he roamed into these woods.